Hello, you guys. How's it going? Hope you're having an amazing day so far. Wanted to do our reading for this week. I missed our last week's because I had dental surgery. And so this week I'm back in action. This is for the week from Tuesday to Tuesday, the forecast that I came up with. It's an intuitive forecast. So I use the cards. I also use the vision of my ability to clairvoyantly see into what the cards mean to give you a little forecast for the week. So we have the Seven of Pentacles, we have the Devil card, and we have the Judgment card. Boom, that's the week. That's the basis of this week. What does that tell you? Wow. That tells you that it's really time to look into all the things that you have and that you possess from a material point of view and overview what you're really hanging on to that's holding you back in your life in some way. It may be that you have investments even, or, you know, the way that you might overview, you know, what you need in your daily experiences, stuff that you have, like you know, you have tons of old things that you can give away and could become somebody else's gifts of life that you hoard or you keep or you don't want to let go of. There's a real opportunity to let go of the things that bind you materially and in your money and in your belief system. So because that Seven of Pentacles is the lead card, it says it's really about your material well-being. It's about overviewing what you have, what possessions you have, and really taking stock of them. The Devil says what you have materialized, you may feel a sense of greed at times, and you have to look at mindfully what is it that you have that you really don't need anymore that's holding you hostage. Old memories, maybe memorabilia, you know, clutter, just stuff that's really holding you back, because the Judgment card indicates that there's a true opportunity to change and open up new energy and close the chapters of our old lives. So that says, you know, it's a very meaningful week to actually do that. Clean the clutter on your computer, clean the clutter in your house, clean the clutter in your money, clean the clutter in your possessions, what you have, how you hold on to them, what it is that you're keeping for no apparent reason other than you're terrified to let it go. Or you feel bonded to it so much that you don't want to let it go. From there, the actions to take, because I asked, okay, so that's a really big order. What are the actions to take? We have the Four of Swords and the Six of Swords. That tells you that you need to go on a mental journey of really looking and experiencing deep contemplation and overviewing everything that you have and really seeing, if I want to have a rebirth, what can I let go of? From a rational point of view, not an emotional one. Remember, these are not cups, they're swords. They tell you it's a rational experience, not an emotional one. Especially because you're dealing with the Devil. The Devil needs strict rules and regulations. You have to hold those bonds and those attachments in check. So from a rational point of view, it's much easier than from an emotional point of view to do that. The Outcome card is a Strength card. Amazing. So that tells you that you could really get right with yourself, know what you need, be empowered, find your power from letting go of the old and opening up to the new, because you let go of outdated things, you let go of old modalities of thinking, because you are holding on to old possessions or things that don't work for you. Even mindset work, like how you save your money, it can be anything surrounding your material life. So that's money, children, family, home, houses, work. It could be anything around that. What is holding you hostage? I'm getting a lot of it is really about cleaning the clutter in whatever area of your life that needs it. And it's important for you to take the opportunity, because the end result is this incredible Strength card. Knowing who you are, feeling comfortable, being empowered, finding your ability to control yourself, to control your life, and live the way that you truly want. So there you go. Enjoy your week, and we will talk to you super soon. Okay, bye for now.